for the school board in Johnston County. And with us now in studio to discuss her candidacy for the Board of Education is April Lee. April, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me,
Chris. Of course. Why are you running for the Board of Education?
I'm running for our students. Our students need a voice on the board. I'm also running for our educators. Mm-hmm. I am a 23-year veteran classroom teacher. I still teach kids every day. It's not a district job. So I'm not sitting in an office. I understand the needs of teachers and staff, and I understand what our kids need.
What are the biggest needs for the staff and for students every day in Johnston County Schools?
Well, I would say that as far as needs for our staff, well, we need to fill positions, mm-hmm. right? We have, I think they said we have 97% of our jobs that are filled, and that's great, but it still leaves empty positions, and it means our kids don't have certified teachers in all of their classrooms. And while we're working to remedy that, it still leaves some of the burden to our teachers who are still in the building to fill those holes.
How do you, once you get these teachers into the building, how do you retain staff if you're elected to the board? How do you work to keep those teachers in Johnston County?
That's right. That's really important. So there are a couple of different components to retention, and I believe that one of those is making sure that our teachers feel supported by district office, by administration. They need support. Even our veteran teachers need support. And so offering that kind of support to make sure that they have what they need mm-hmm. in their classroom, to make sure that they have curriculum resources that they need, that our district office is available for questions at any time. That is always going to be paramount to making teachers want to stay. The other part is pay. Pay is always an issue. Part of that comes from our legislature and the fact that they haven't really been supporting teacher pay over the past 15 years. But we can also work on that in the local level, and we have tried. We've worked with our county commissioners for increasing supplements, retention bonuses, sign-on bonuses. There are lots of things there to help try to attract teachers. Of course, we've got a big area of need in our EC department, exceptional children.
I was reading on your website this morning, you said you wanted to bring civility back to the Board of Education.
Yes.
How do you go about doing that if you're elected?
Well, you put your kids first, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything should be centered around our kids. So every question, every issue that comes up, the first question should be, how does this impact our students? Is this going to be good for our kids? If it's not kid-centered, then we don't need to be talking about it. That's it.
Pretty simple stuff.
It really is.
What are the other biggest issues that you think that you could help solve if you're elected to the board?
Well, we want to make sure all of our kids feel safe, and that's something that goes beyond metal detectors, right? Mm-hmm. We need to create safe environments for our students. We need to make sure that our students have an environment that they feel like they can be themselves, but they also feel like they are free of bullying from other students. That's really important in the safety of our students every day.
Are there other, how do you go about in terms of keeping students safe? Are there certain programs or initiatives that you would like to highlight that you'd like to accomplish if you're elected to the board?
Well, obviously teaching empathy to our students, making sure that our kids understand that you don't have to be just like everybody else for everybody else to accept you. And if you're like one of the cool kids, it's okay to be the cool kid, but it's also okay to embrace other people who are not like you.
Growth is certainly a huge factor in Johnston County.
Sure.
It's a factor really everywhere across Central North Carolina. How do you manage the growth of what you're seeing in Johnston County as it relates to schools, to classroom sizes,
sure.
to facilities, to all of it?
Well, as a board member, it's not up to us to manage
sure.
the growth, right? That's really working with the planning boards and county commissioners and having a stable growth plan for Johnston County. We've been growing. You know, we're the fastest growing county in North Carolina, and this is my home. I was born and raised in Johnston County, so I've seen it change so much over my lifetime. I'm 47 years old. So as far as our schools are concerned, I graduated in 1995. We didn't have half the schools that we have now. And it has been wild to watch this kind of growth. But we need to continue to improve the facilities that we have mm-hmm. and possibly expand some of those facilities. And that's what our current bond issue is doing. It is looking at expansion of our schools instead of just building new schools. That costs a lot of money. So if we can extend or build on to the properties that we already have, that is always going to be helpful in Johnston County.
I was reading this morning another one of your initiatives on your site is for expectations to remain consistent across all students for the county. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so that's kind of three parts, right? Attendance mm-hmm. expectations, behavior expectations, and academic expectations. And sometimes the expectations are not all the same from school to school. And I hear that feedback consistently pretty much from teachers. And I've heard it from parents as well. But we've got to make sure that as a district that those expectations are communicated to our administration. And then that comes down to our classroom teachers, right? We hear a lot of rhetoric about how our kids aren't prepared when they leave high school. That's always been an issue. That's not new. We've always had kids who underperformed in schools. We want to try to tackle that and make sure that we are holding our kids in our classrooms to make sure they're doing their classwork mm-hmm. and that they're showing up every day. And if we have those attendance requirements, that's going to help. But behaviorally, that's a big issue, too. We need to make sure that we're not suspending certain groups of kids over other groups of kids. But we also want to make sure that kids understand that there are consequences for their actions. Mm-hmm. And that all of those kinds of expectations to make sure that there's consistency among our administration to get that out to our teachers.
It seems like some of that, too, is working hand-in-hand with the parents in Johnston County, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are a team, right? We are a community. And I think that's really important to understand. Like, teachers can't do it by themselves. We need the support and help of parents. Because, you know, kids are kids. Mm-hmm. Kids have not changed that much over the years. Kids are kids. And so sometimes they need that support, that push, and consequences, you know, at home and at school for when they're not on track to do what they need to do.
Where can the residents of Johnston County go to learn more about your campaign?
Oh, my website is www.ajlee4boe.com.
April, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.